That one was rough.
Super high body count. Like, I lost count of how many people he killed.
Oh, yeah.
Like, literally, I don't remember. High 20s?
Yeah. It had to have been. With everybody on the bus?
The bus alone was like, I'm sorry, that's shooting fish in a barrel.
Yeah. We did the new Texas Chainsaw Massacre that Netflix had put out, because how could we not?
It's a new one. It's Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Right. A classic.
Of course. You being afraid of chainsaws.
It's not that I'm afraid of chainsaws. It's the sound that...
The revving?
Yeah.
I mean, out of, like, every serial killer's and, like, horror icon's, like, killing weapons, chainsaw's probably the most terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, it rips your flesh apart.
Yeah. Which, when... We'll get to it, but something didn't make sense in...
I know exactly what part you're talking movie. About, because when I saw it, I was like, what the fuck?
Right. So, yeah, that was weird. This one seemed to be a continuation from the original one, because they had a really nice recap for any of the new people who only, like, elevated horror.
Youngins.
Yeah. Who aren't versed in the original lore of Leatherface. Which was nice. I like that they had it, you know, it really...
It also gave you a little bit more of, like, what happened, where they talked about, like, she basically reclused herself, didn't want to do interviews, like, you got to see more of what happened to her.
Yeah.
She became, I think, a sheriff in the town.
Yep. But then it cuts to this girl in a convenience store gas station, like, the fucking middle of nowhere. And what was weird is, in the background of that gas station, there was probably about 4 different pictures of that girl from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Like, that picture that they showed from the news article. She's plastered up there, like, 4 times on that wall.
Celebrity.
Yeah.
She's a freaking icon. Bitch that survived.
These 4 kids are here in the middle of nowhere. Clearly don't belong.
No, the car they're driving?
Yeah.
Like, come on, that's not a Texas car.
The other guy who pulls up to the gas station in his red truck, kind of sexy. And she had to...
Redneck man.
Yeah, ooh.
Overcompensating.
Yeah, that was so funny. But you did get to learn a little bit that the other sister seemed to have some sort of weird issue with guns. And you see, like, a bullet wound on her as well when she's in the car, when that whole interaction happens. Weird.
Yeah, I wasn't actually sure what that was.
I mean, you learn a little bit later on, which I don't think was necessary to the story.
Oh, no, absolutely not necessary.
It really kind of, that was dark, very dark.
She literally could have just been from Montana and, you know, her dad died, and that's why she's with her sister. It would have made the same fucking impact.
Right, or like she was out hunting somewhere in the middle of fucking Louisiana, and she got shot. You know, did not need to have it, the fact that she was in a school shooting.
Yeah, no, it was for one throwaway line where she's like, I was supposed to die and death followed me.
Right.
No, death was always there, girl.
Yeah.
He was living in that house.
It didn't really make sense to me at first what it was that they were doing there. They bought the town? Did they buy the town?
They supposedly had bought, like, a couple businesses in the town, a house, like, something. They did something with the town, and then other people wanted to, like, buy into it also. And they were gonna, like, transform the town, essentially.
Into Hipsterville.
Yes. I get it. Cool. Take a really rural ho-dunk town. Make it new. I'm sorry, there's so much better towns. You know how far away shit is in Texas?
Yeah, it was in the middle of nowhere, though.
Like, Texas is the capital of fucking nowhere. It takes, like, an hour for people to get groceries.
Yeah. No.
Who's gonna drive to that fucking town?
Not me. But they were all like, to start a new life and to start over and to do all of these things. What?
But, like, you were apparently rich enough to buy a bunch of buildings in a fucking town.
And all of these kids. They weren't kids, but they were, you know, young adults, but all of you have enough money to buy these places? Because it looked like they were auctioning off different buildings.
Yeah, because it was like... It's like the rich hipster kids that are like, I don't know what to do with my trust fund.
Right.
So I'm going to go buy a house in the middle of Harlow, Texas.
Yeah. They're touring around this ghost town, and they see a Confederate flag. And Dante is of the African-American descent. And
that's Texas.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
But still, you see it, and you're like, oof. They go into the building to try and take the flag down. Now, I don't know if you saw it, but when Dante first enters the room, did you see him sitting in the corner?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, no, I knew he was there.
And then when it cuts back, he's gone, and I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, and somehow made it upstairs without anybody hearing him.
Who? Dante?
No, the Leatherface.
He was already upstairs. He was upstairs in the room where Dante was trying to take the flag down.
Oh, see, I thought Dante was still on the first level at that point.
No.
I looked away for a little bit because I was dealing with animals. And when I looked back, he was just in the room.
Yeah, no, he had gone upstairs and she stayed downstairs.
Okay. Thought he was downstairs that whole time. And no. I was like, fuck, did Leatherface get up those creaky-ass stairs and nobody heard him?
So, he can't get the flag down, and he goes back downstairs to meet the other girl, and this old woman is there. What are you doing in my house? They're like, whoa. So they have this weird interaction where, like, at first it's really sweet, and then they sit down, and then the girl goes, you're not supposed to be here. I was like, oh. This went from, like, sweet to get the fuck out really quick.
Yeah, and then, like, that woman was having, like, a heart palpitation or a heart attack or something.
Right.
Which, like, that's understandable. You're basically telling her that the place that she's living is not her home and she needs to leave. She wasn't expecting this.
So, they go to get the police, and when the police go in, she has, like, a heart attack. Throws up all over the floor, and Leatherface comes down, but you don't... I mean, obviously, you know, as the viewer, that that's Leatherface.
Yes.
But... clearly, nobody else in the town thinks that this kid is creepy.
I mean, the lady's creepy.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure they're also the only people living in this town.
That's true.
Which, in itself, is just... why?
Well, she's living... she was the orphanage caretaker for 40 years or something. I think that's what she said. And she has one boy left. Still needs a home. And you're like, okay...
he's all like right. 60.
Who's gonna adopt him? I know. Like,
come on.
So he picks her up and they put him in the ambulance and they all go. And for whatever reason, one of the four core group decides to go with them.
Because they need to make sure she's okay.
Fuck that.
I don't know her. I don't want her shit.
That, no. I guess just to split the group up. You know, someone's gotta die.
Yeah, somebody's gotta die first. Can't be the black guy.
Nope. So, they're in the ambulance, and the old lady dies. Sad. And he's trying to revive her with the oxygen mask and all that kind of stuff. And it was, like, sad to see. But...
you know, he cares about her.
Right.
He loves her.
Right.
Probably the only thing that he loves other than his chainsaw.
Yeah. And this is where things start to get a little brutal. Because the...
this is where I realized how bloody this movie was going to be.
Yeah. I watched it out there in the living room, and I'm like, whoo!
I know! You see the fucking bones jutting
when
out? I was like, no.
The officer in the ambulance is trying to, like, stop him from, you know, banging the oxygen tank around, and he puts his hand on top of his hand. And they just look at each other, and I'm like, oh boy, that's where you fucked up. Don't
touch him.
Yeah. He grabs his hand and snaps it down, and it snaps it like the forearm.
It's just showing how powerful that this guy is.
Yeah, and just sharp-ass bone just jutting out, and he uses that arm to stab him in the neck. Fucking brutal.
As far as, like, normal people go in, like, slasher movies, I feel like he's probably the most, like, physically powerful.
Yeah, superhuman.
Yeah. Like, he's literally lifting people off of the ground.
Yeah.
Like, it's nothing.
I guess I had looked away. What happened to the driver?
So, the driver got, like, they crashed into something.
Because he had gotten hit. He had somehow gotten cut from something. I don't know how it happened.
I think it was the bone, but I don't know exactly. Because, like, all that was happening really quick.
Yeah.
And then the next thing I know, they were just crashed.
Right.
And I was like, what the fuck just happened?
Blondie wakes up. She can see him in the mirror that he's cutting off the mother's face. A little too close for my comfort. That camera shot was a little too close for me.
What about the next time you see the mother?
That was fine. I was okay.
Creepy.
I was okay with that.
If I came across that in a fucking field, I'd shit myself.
No, it was too close of an angle for me. And then the whole, like, silence of her trying to escape the car. Though, when he came back and killed the fucking sheriff and just bang with the oxygen mask or whatever it is that he hit him
the
with.
Tank.
Yeah. Not the mask off. Yeah, with the fucking plastic mask.
I'm gonna kill
mask.
You.
Yeah.
I mean, geez. He's strong enough, he could.
Yeah.
Fucking pounded his skull in.
Oof. And then her trying to escape and then getting dragged out, the stabbing and the sliding it across. That was like, they had really good sound effects to go along with the visual effects. I'll give it that.
He's honestly a terrifying individual, especially with that fucking mask on.
Yeah.
It's his mother's face. Ugh. Like, oh my god.
Ugh. So, she's dead. I think that from there, you're right, you can kind of really see how, and it just kept getting more and more brutal as the movie went on. So that was a really great way to start it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised that he killed her at that point, though, because I thought when she had grabbed the radio to call for help that he was going to hear her and just come smashing through the window. Because the way the camera was shot, like when she leaned forward and then she leaned, I thought that
he was going to be there.
Right.
Waiting.
Yeah. She's calling, so she's like really whispering, obviously. She's not going to shout, oh my god, he's cutting off her face!
Yeah.
But the guy who is in the store, I guess, has a police radio for...
I think this whole, like...
town is on channel one.
Yeah. They only have one radio station. It plays music, police broadcasts, everything. Like, everybody knows what's going on.
Which then, that guy calls the attention of Sally? Is her name Sally?
Sally.
Sally. Yeah. That all of this is happening. But before all of that, it does cut back to the town, and, you know, they're auctioning things off, and he got there pretty quick, Leatherface, because they were talking on the bus about how they have to go look and see if she actually had the deed or not.
Yeah.
So Dante and the other girl, oh, the short curly hair, the sister.
Melody.
Yes. Sure.
They had weird fucking
names. I never
names.
Remember, that's like my worst issue, is I never remember the names of these characters. I probably should look it up before we start recording.
They just, it stuck out of my head because they had the most hipster of names for no reason. Although I don't know Blondie's name. She was fucking five lines.
Yeah.
I'm not going to remember five line characters, you know?
They go into the house to try and find any, like, documentation, and Dante gets killed.
He cut his fucking head off.
Well, when he... I liked the camera work of that, like, when the door swings, like, open a little bit into the kitchen, you can see him get attacked, and then it swings back, and as he's walking backwards out of there. I didn't think he got his face cut the way he did from when he got attacked, because you didn't really get to see his face when he hit the ground and all the blood came out.
Yeah.
This is where the one death that happens, like, in this house was a little too, like, uneasy for me. I got a little queasy.
When he fucking cracked him in the knee...
Oh,
my leg jerked.
Oh, I know.
And then he starts, like, walking on it, uh-huh. trying to find him still. And I'm just like, bro, I'd have left.
Yeah.
I'd have fucking left.
Yeah.
You broke my leg. I'm done.
Yeah.
You win, dude.
Then he throws him onto the ground, and then he takes the hammer that he's been trying to use to attack him with and just starts wailing on his head and getting more and more. The camera's getting closer and closer as it's just, like, crunching and smushing and destroying this guy's head. It was... I literally texted my coworker who was like, oh, let me know how it is because I was going to watch it with my son.
No.
I
unless that son's in high school, no.
No, I texted her when the bone snap happened. I was like, holy fuck. She was like, oh man, that bad already? And
5 minutes.
Yeah. Later, and then I texted her when that happened. I was like, oh my god, I almost threw up there for a second. She was like, okay, maybe not. Not for him.
Seeing his, like, head just cave in, and then, like, the pouring of blood.
Yeah.
Like,
but he's still, like, as this is all happening, he's still, like, I guess before he got hit in the head, he's, like, dangling his keys to, like, give to her, because she's under the bed watching this entire thing. I would have thrown up and blown my cover.
I don't know how he didn't see when she stuck her leg out to move the mirror.
Yeah.
Her Leatherface didn't see that.
Right.
Because I assumed after that happened, he was going to, like, fucking throw the bed up and be like, you're next, bitch.
Yeah. I don't know.
Because even the guy saw it and he goes, what the fuck?
Yeah.
He just sees a foot coming out from under the bed.
Clever on her. Good on her.
She tried to save the guy with the gun.
Yeah.
It just didn't
work. No. That was hard to watch. Why was the chainsaw behind the wall?
So, I think after, like, the events of the first movie, he, like, obviously they moved. That's not that farmhouse.
No.
So, I think after the events of that movie, he came to this place and, like, she might have convinced him to stop killing. But he probably had, like, in the back of his head, obviously, crazy people are crazy.
Right.
I still want to keep it.
Right.
Like, it's probably his one possession, too, from the farmhouse.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. I thought it was weird that it was behind the wall, behind the drywall, like, buried underneath. I mean, it had been...
I don't even know how it fucking worked. I mean, he fixed it, but still.
Yeah.
That's a 20-year-old chainsaw that's been sitting in a wall.
Was it 40 years? Was it 40 years? Years?
The first one came out in the 70s.
Yeah.
So yeah, almost 40 years, like, of a chainsaw sitting in a wall.
Right.
Weird. I don't care what you fucking do to it, bro. That thing's broken.
Yeah. So, Melody escapes. Finds her sister, and they get to the bus.
The absolute bloodbath that ensues on this bus...
Why? I mean, yes, this guy clearly has superhuman strength and is, you know, ripping people apart piece by piece. There were probably about, like, 20-ish people on the bus, maybe even more.
20 to 25 minimum, I would say.
Push! You know...
The first couple are gonna die.
The first couple are gonna die, but somebody could have gone past him and escaped. Somebody could have. I mean, maybe. Who knows?
Oh, the fucking bank girl.
Yeah.
Whatever her name was. She's trying to get out the fucking window. You were already past him. Go down the fucking stairs.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
That was her death. It just saws her in half and her top half just falls right out the window.
Oh, the guts.
Ugh.
Them guts just hanging there.
Ugh. Just the multitude of ways that people died in the bus was a very...
Arms cut off. Stabbed, lifted up to the ceiling.
Yeah, stabbed together, like the boy and the girl together.
That,
like,
was romantic.
They super
were facing
cute.
Each other.
Yeah.
I was like, aww. At least they get to look at each other as they die.
Why it took them so long to realize there was a window in the bus?
In the bathroom, yeah.
Yeah.
There's always a window in the bathroom.
Yeah.
People shit.
Like, yeah.
Gotta air it out.
I knew that corkscrew was gonna come in handy somewhere, because she bought it in the beginning of the movie.
It's always, always foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm going to get you this. I don't need that.
As soon as she put that down, I was like, oops, somebody's going to get stabbed with that. I know it.
Yeah.
You have to.
I legitimately thought, though, when that chainsaw came in through the fucking door, I was like, oh, she's dead. I was like, she's fucking dead.
Though, when she was in the basement of it, though, before she gets to the bus, I thought that he was just gonna get her with it, but no, he gets the fucking sewer pipe. That was gross.
Her everything, like, every cut, bruise on her body is infected with the most vile poo.
God.
Thick, viscous shit.
Oh, not the viscous.
Just coated.
Oh, yeah.
How she didn't vomit.
Oh, sludge. Just, ew. So gross.
I almost threw up, honestly, during that scene. I was like, oh my god, no. Because if that happened to me, I would throw up.
Right, of course.
I'd also probably pass out.
Yeah.
Because my body would be in shock.
But he also, like, it looked like from where he pulled the chainsaw up, he still had more floor to go. So when he realized that she was down there, I don't know why he didn't just continue.
I think it was probably because the way he was doing it, he was backing up as he was chasing her. He probably hit the wall.
Ah.
And then pulled up. And then heard her outside and was like, alright, well, I might as well just go outside.
Right. And then the whole bus thing happens. Jesus Christ.
I also thought she was going to die when she was in that basement thing, when she was in the corner.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like the Friday the 13th chainsaw down into the top of the head thing. I was like,
stab tits.
Yeah. Stab tits, plop.
There was no sex or nudity in this movie. There didn't need to be.
Which was fine, though, right. Because the two lead girls were...
They look like teenagers.
I don't know why anybody thought that hair was okay.
Texas sun, humidity, easy to deal with. Off your neck.
Off of anything?
Yeah.
No man would touch that.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess there's probably somebody's into that, like, permy style, but, like, for me? Jesus.
No, not for you.
Jesus Christ.
After they escape from the bus is when Sally shows up?
Yeah. After... Yeah, in the rain.
Yeah.
Yep. And then she's... Gotta finish this.
Yeah, I know. Very, you know... Jamie Lee Curtis in Halloween now.
Knockoff.
Yeah.
Knock off,
yeah. Jamie Lee Curtis. It really is. That's what I was thinking. I was like, wow, this is really like a B grade.
Mm-hmm.
Bootleg Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yep. Not as good.
No. And clearly, because she gets, like, you know, she has her interactions with him.
She's also a fucking moron.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit about say my name, say you remember me. Shoot the motherfucker.
Right.
In the head with the shotgun.
Right. She missed. And then they have their little brawl, and she stabs him, but then he stabs her with a chainsaw through her body.
Through her body, lifts her into the air.
Revs it for a little while.
Flings her into garbage.
Right.
What the fuck?
And yet... She's somehow still alive.
Yeah. For an extended period of time.
Yeah.
Not like 10 to 15 seconds. Like 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah.
She's still alive.
Right.
No. Your stomach, your intestines, whatever's in the middle of your body is missing.
Yeah.
It's cut up. You're dead.
Dead. There's no way. So, they go to chase after him, and it's the sister who survived the school shooting. You know, they have their own scuffle, and then the other sister gets involved because you think that he's gonna kill, the one. When he, and I'm so thankful they did not show it, but when he threw the chainsaw on the ground and it hit her, clearly in the back of the legs.
Yeah.
Oof.
It looked like it hit her right in the fucking Achilles.
Yeah.
But then she's walking fine later.
Yeah. But weird. But I'm thankful it didn't show, because that's something that I'm not... That makes
the
me
The only thing that I can think is, like, obviously for a chainsaw, you have to be pulling the trigger for the blade to be going. That it might have just either hit her, maybe stabbed her with the edge, but that's it. And that's, like, just getting hit there is kind of what, like, made her stumble.
Okay.
Because if that thing was moving, first of all, her foot would have come off.
Right.
And then she wouldn't have been walking normal.
Right. I think that she should have, like, stabbed through him and revved it instead of just hit him in the face with it.
That was the most anticlimactic, like, I have your weapon, I'm gonna kill you with it.
Right.
And then you just tap him.
Yeah. The slow-mo fall into the water, and then he comes back up and then goes back down. But you didn't double tap him, so obviously he's not dead.
This man has been, what, like, 3 shotgun blasts? He's been stabbed.
Yep.
Actually, maybe more shotgun blasts at that point, because didn't she hit him with 2 after that, too? So, like, 5.
Yeah.
He's been hit with, like, 5 shotgun blasts. You think tapping him in the chin with a chainsaw is going to kill him?
No.
Cut his head off.
Right. Well. Well.
That leads us to
the very end where, you know, you think they're fine and they put their car on autopilot.
It was a Tesla.
Yeah.
They were driving a fucking Tesla.
Yeah.
In the middle of Harlow, Texas.
Yeah. So he obviously comes through and pulls Melody out of the car and just cuts her fucking head off. And
as the sister is in the sunroof watching.
Yeah, as the car is driving itself. And it's just like, it's a great way to end the movie. And then he does that weird, like,
his dance.
Chainsaw whippy dance thing. And then it ends. I mean, the story and setting and reason for them all being there, kind of stupid.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Ridiculous. When they're in, even when they're in the bus and everyone pulls out their phone and the one guy's like, try something and you're canceled, bro. Yeah. Oh, jeez.
I was like, this is trying to be so 2022 right now.
Yeah.
You don't need that.
No. So, I don't know. Also, the thing that was weird is they're supposed to be, like, influencers to get people to come and buy this town. The post that they had only had, like, 2,000 likes on it. Which, I mean, more than us. But you would think that something would have to have, like,
millions.
Not even millions, but, like, hundreds of thousands, yeah, of likes and stuff to be super popular enough to do something like that, you know? I think it was like 2,300, or it could have been 28,300 or something like that. I don't remember, but
yeah,
it was not a lot. YouTubers
get more than that.
Yeah, it wasn't even over 3,000 likes on that. So, I don't know. And this was something, and it looked like a post that they had made a while ago before they came to the town. So, who knows?
See, this is like, to me, when I'm watching this movie, I'm thinking, this is what a 50-year-old bunch of men think teens are now.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I mean,
because if they had a younger person writing this, they would have actually had, like, correct numbers and, like,
right.
This is a 50-year-old man thinks 2,300 likes
is a lot.
He's like, yeah, damn, that's a lot of fucking likes.
Right. You think you'd have somebody. Or at least one of the kids would have said
something. Consult somebody from Gen Z.
Right.
They don't even need to be famous. Just anybody from Gen Z will tell you that's
right.
Wrong.
Right. I don't know. However, it did keep up in its brutality of killings, which was nice. It wasn't all done with the chainsaw. A few.
Hammer, hands. Like,
yeah.
The oxygen tank.
Yeah.
Meat cleaver.
Mm-hmm. Just definitely made me a little queasy, which I'd like in a movie. But I think the story was just not great.
The story wasn't what anybody came there for.
Right, and that's the thing. You don't watch Texas Chainsaw for the story. You know, you watch it for the bloody killings and how he's gonna, you know, dismember people, which was great.
It absolutely delivered on that.
Yeah, but I think, you know, overall, I would probably give it a 7.
That's where I'm
at. I was going to say, like, 6'5", 7", but I didn't want to be, like, too harsh with the 6'5", you know?
I think with the brutality of the movie saves it with how yes. bad the story is.
Yeah.
So, like, I would give it a 7 also for sheer body count.
Yeah.
Like, I can't think of a movie in recent years that has had that high of a body count.
The Collection?
Yeah, but even that wasn't...
The entire club scene was way more than
well, yes.
his entire body count throughout the movie.
But that movie's not newer. That's an older... That was like, what, 2014? 2015?
That's still kind of technically relatively new.
I mean, not when you're looking at, like, story-wise. This is what they would call an maybe elevated horror slasher.
Right. I mean, I like Leatherface. He's one of my favorite horror icons. I don't think there's a doll.
I don't think
I don't think she did Leatherface, no.
I have a Leatherface, like, one of those... It's not a pop figure, but it's one of those, like, horror pops that they make out of, like... It's plastic, but it looks like it's, like, stitched.
Okay.
I have a Leatherface of that.
Okay.
I like the original, like, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah.
I thought it was great.
I've liked all of the Texas Chainsaw Massacres that they've done. You know, I...
It's true, actually. The second one was good, too.
The... Even all the remakes and the different storytellings and everything that they've done, they've all been in a brutal fashion, which has been wonderful. You know?
That's what it should be, though.
Yeah.
You can't take a guy who uses a chainsaw and, like, make him dainty kill people.
Right. It has to be.
Bloodfest.
Yes. Has to be. And they all have been, which is nice.
And they all have their disgusting moments, too.
Yeah.
I liked when they were having the party, and they opened the thing for the barbecue, like, on the grill. It was, like, a little nod to the fact that they cooked people, and that was their barbecue.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's nasty.
Oh, God, haven't heard that in a while. You know what that means.
Time for some questions.
Oh, boy, that's right. It's going to do that every time. Okay,
gotta
so...
Gotta word.
We got a couple from an old boss of ours, actually, mm-hmm. which was really funny. She seems to be the only one that sends us questions.
But they're actually really good.
They are good. The first one, and I don't really know if I have an answer to it, but what was the first horror movie that gave you a boner?
Oh, Jesus. I don't remember when we looked at these. That was that one.
I don't think horror gets me... Like, I don't get hard for horror, you know?
Yeah. Horror's not like my, oh yeah, I'm gonna go jerk off to this later.
But if I have to, like... Think about it, you know, if a movie has, like, a horror movie, but it has, like, a sex scene in it that was hot when I was younger. Oh, God, I don't even know.
I mean, I can think of a horror movie where I was watching the movie, and then the girl I was with, we started doing some stuff, and that, you know...
Your first obviously horror boner?
Popped a boner, but it wasn't because of the movie.
Right.
But the movie was on.
I think, for me, it would probably be more of like, you know, I think that guy's so hot, and now I'm just gonna go spank it in the corner.
Give a little tug-tug.
Yeah. you might actually like this answer, but it would probably be...
Scream?
No. Matthew Lillard from 13th Ghosts.
Oh, yeah. He's gorgeous.
Yeah. I do like him.
He's a great actor. He's so underutilized. Although the new Scream that they announced, fingers crossed, he's going to be in it.
Yeah, could possibly be.
You're done with Billy. Let's move on to Stu now.
Have you ever fantasized about a horror movie villain?
I mean, not in, like, the way of, like, wanting to fuck them, but, like, I've had dreams where, like, I'm friends with them and, like, hung out with them and stuff.
Oh, I've had many, threesome horror villain dreams.
Usually. Jason and Freddy.
Yeah. It's yeah. usually Freddy and Jason.
Yeah. I figured that would be the two.
Yeah.
Strong, silent, and kinky kitty boy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's me.
Daddy likes his claws.
Mm-hmm. Kitty liked to scratch. Oh, man. That's funny. Are you limited to live-action horror movies, or do you guys watch animated ones as well?
I've seen some animated horror movies, and they're honestly just as good as live-action.
What do you mean by animated horror movies? Like, give me an example of one, because I'm, drawing a blank.
Well, there's... obviously, anime itself.
Right.
There's a whole genre of horror anime.
Okay. So you don't watch anime, so I don't know much about...
Well, there's actually some really good ones about, like, zombies and stuff like that. That are, like, brutal as fuck.
Okay.
And that's the thing that, like, anime can accomplish that live action can't sometimes, is the amount of brutality. Sometimes, you know, they're limited to a budget. But you can draw whatever the fuck you want to draw.
That's true. So, I mean, I wouldn't mind doing one of these animated ones.
I haven't seen one in a while, but I know there's... I'm pretty sure there's, like, an animated Friday the 13th or Elm Street or something.
Right.
Stuff like that that I've seen. I think there might be, like, an animated Scream. But they're just... they're good, you know? Sometimes the voice acting's a little...
off.
Yeah. You know, but other than that, like, it holds up.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind doing that. We could do that. Which horror movie do you think you would have the best chances in?
Oh, hands down, Scream, because, like, you know the rules. All you gotta do is follow the rules.
I feel like I would have more of a chance in some sort of zombie world.
That's true, too. You survive the first couple of weeks of the zombie apocalypse.
Right.
Usually you're pretty okay at that point.
Maybe, like, Resident Evil?
I feel like Resident Evil is the most desolate earth you could have picked for a zombie movie.
But, like, those kind of zombies. Like, maybe. Well, no, because they have a whole bunch of, like, weird
They've also got, like, the big guy.
Yeah, maybe
flying
not.
Flying things. Dogs.
Maybe not that one.
What about, like, DayZ with Brad Pitt? Like, World War Z?
With the fucking sprinter zombies? Maybe not.
But they ignore you if you're sick.
Okay, so inject myself with, like, fucking polio, and...
just keep a kidney stone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keep one of them floating around. You'll be fine.
Maybe more of, like,
Shaun of the Dead.
I was gonna say, Dawn of the Dead. Like, those kind of zombies.
Yeah. Anna and the Apocalypse.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, a nice musical.
And you can sing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sing while you're killing zombies.
Yeah. It's great.
I'm a soldier.
And then, which horror universe would you most like to live in?
That's hard, because, like, you would think, I love Scream, I would pick Scream. But that's just a normal...
town.
That's just a normal world.
Right.
They're just normal people.
Right.
If I want to live in a horror world, I want something that's, like, supernatural, almost.
Yeah.
But also not, like, easy to come by supernatural. You know, like, Freddy... I don't want to fuck with Freddy.
Uh-huh.
I need my sleep. I can't be living in a world where I'm afraid of sleeping.
Yeah.
So, maybe, like, Friday the 13th or Hellraiser.
Okay.
Like, you know, one of those types of places.
I would want to live in...
Sharknado?
No. No, I was going to say Queen of the Damned.
Oh, that's a good one. Vampires.
Mm-hmm. So then I could become one.
Ooh, you know what? Not vampires, but Rise of the Lycans, Underworld.
Ooh, yes.
I'd rather be a werewolf than a vampire.
No, see, I'm going to go back to Underworld because I would like to be a vampire like that. That's the kind of vampire. Yeah, that's the kind of vampire I would like to be. But having the werewolves and that kind of stuff in the world, fine. That's
fine. Yeah,
but that would be the kind of world I would like to live in. Even if I was just a human living in that world, like knowing that those creatures are there and I could maybe become one day.
I'd like to be wolf, human, and then vampire. No. That's like my order.
Really?
I'm sorry, if I was a vampire, like, I don't know if I could go around just drinking people's blood.
Yeah.
Like.
That's when you flip off your human. Well, no, that's the Vampire Diaries. Yeah. That's when you flip off your humanity switch and you just don't give a fuck. Vampire Diaries was a good show.
I could do that, but, like. There's something that, like, werewolves are so much freer, I feel like.
Yeah, but the transformation. From
I don't give a fuck about that.
Lichen, that looked painful.
I wonder if I could talk to my dogs, though, when I'm in werewolf form. If I understand them. Ooh, that would be interesting.
Yeah.
Mm. But vampires do have that added perk of, like, living forever.
That's true.
But the sunlight.
But I don't like the sun.
I'm a night owl.
I don't like the sun. So, works out perfectly for me.
It works out fine.
Yeah. That was it. Those were all of her questions.
Every time.
Oh, so annoying.
Gotta avoid that word, like the plague.
It's been a long time. I forgot about that.
I know. It slips your mind.
Yeah.
And then it just comes at you when I say the fucking word.
Well, I think that's it for this one. Be a little shorter than normal, but give people a break.
It was a short movie.
Yeah, it was a short movie. It was like an hour and 20 minutes long. So
I blinked and I was already at like Final Girl. And yeah. I was like, the fuck?
Yeah.
I actually had to check the runtime when Sally showed up because I was like, there's no way this is the end of the fucking movie.
Yeah.
And I looked and it's like 25 minutes left and I was like, this is the fucking end of the movie.
Okay. Right.
Did you actually see there was an after credits scene?
I did not.
So, I think they were trying to set up maybe a second one.
Okay.
Because the after credits scene was him returning to the farmhouse.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Returning to the farmhouse with his chainsaw.
Maybe I'm just dumb, but the house that Sally was that the farmhouse?
No.
Okay. I didn't think so.
No, that was her own big farm.
Okay. Because I'm like, that'd be really weird if she lived there.
If she's the one who bought it from him and forced him to move out.
Yeah.
Fuck you, asshole. Yeah. You killed all my friends. I bought your house.
Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah, probably.
Which, like, you know what? That's fine. I'll take a second one of this.
Yeah.
Leave out the hipsters, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, why would anybody else be at the town? Why would anybody else be?
It's not the 70s anymore.
Right.
People don't just drive through random towns.
Right. So, you'd have to.
They gotta do something to, like, draw people there. But, like, you could even have it that girl that survived, you know, comes back with a group of friends to try to finish it. Maybe she, like, forms her own little militia group.
Yeah. I would have brought, like, the SWAT team.
Her own group of school shooting survivors that all say, death follows me.
Oof. Yikes. You know where to follow us? Instagram.
Facebook.
TikTok. Slasher Sluts. Podcast.
You know how to search.
Yeah. You can find us. Just put us in. Nobody else has got that name.
No, they don't.
So.
We're very lucky.
Yeah. We should trademark it.
Anybody uses it? Money.
Yeah. Not making any from this anyway, so. Yeah,
exactly.
I guess nobody cares about the email, though, so fuck that. Still nobody.
Well, one, but.
Yeah.
I don't know if she counts.
Of course she counts.
I mean, she's going to get her prize, but like...
Yeah. You know she's going to text you and be like, of course I count.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to wait. I'm waiting for that episode now.
It's always funny. It's always funny when she texts us about stuff like that.
Did she text you about the Brandon episode where we talked about her and her floaters?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. I knew that.
She was like, that was my shout out.
Yeah. It's one of the things you're known for, Justine.
Yep.
We love you, though.
So funny. Don't forget to make good life choices.
Be good people. That's it.
That's it.
Nothing else for you.
No.
No end credit scene.
Mm-mm. No fisticuffs. No discharge.
Viscous.
Oh, the viscous discharge.